horrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You can, because like you'll just you'll hit pedals, things won't be working, everything will be out of tune. You know, you'll one of the amps will blow.
You know, you get a sore throat and you have your voice is going out.
And then I, yeah, oh, I'm going to say, we're going to say, oh, no. It's time for some more music. But I don't know, because we only got a little bit of time, and I want to play some more of your music, and we want to kind of get it all up there. This is a song from my friend Jenna, whose birthday it is today, who has the same birthday as Barb's sister, Helen. So, like, that, what are the chances of that? You know, how do you guys have birthdays where somebody in your life, like either your best friend's dad has the same birthday as your best friend, or your dad has the same birthday as your best friend or something like that?
No, the lead singer from Linkin Park had the same birthday as me. Died last year.
You're like Stephen Wright. She has a little Stephen Wright thing going. You know who Stephen Wright is, the comedian? He goes, yeah, I had one of my testicles removed today, and you know, he says some jokes like that. He's like, but I feel a lot lighter, you know.
It's
like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, you know who Stephen Wright is?
Yes.
So she has a little Stephen Wright going, don't you think?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, that was good. Yeah. This is a song called Heroin, she said, and I don't know if any of you guys have been up in the game with the tar, but it's a tough thing out here, and every house in the 90s in this town was affected by the heroin epidemic. I know people are up in black again. Do what you got to do. I'm not telling anybody not to get high. I'm just saying it's a bad deal. So, you know, get high. Just go upstown instead of downtown. That's my message. Here we go. Heroin, she said, by a band called Wolfsheim.
To see her stumbling through the rain, a skinny figure in the dark, a face, a shade of gray. Begging here and barking there, swearing all the time, her fingers fumbling with her hair, a dirty mess of grime. And she starts to cry, and she's asking why her life's always the same. But she does not see that, unfortunately, there's no one here to blame. It was the best I had, no more mountains left to climb. Oh, the world's so slow, all my dreams just too high to be fulfilled in time. To disguise and say that everything's alright, and the reason why I pretended and lied is that I don't want to kill the poor dream that's left in the deepest cleft of the thing that she calls will. Heroin, she said, was the best I had, no more mountains left to climb. Oh, the world's so slow, are my dreams just too high to be fulfilled in time? Heroin, she said, was the best I had, no more mountains left to climb. Oh, the world's so slow, are my dreams just
Okay, that was Wolfsheim for my friend Jenna Douglas. Happy birthday, baby. You're one of the coolest ladies around, one of my good friends, a special lady. We're going to have a pick by Sumiko right now. She's going to get on the YouTube kick. You know, I've been there. You know one thing I've been really loving for people out there listening? Spotify has just like rocked my world. I know Spotify's been there forever, but I wasn't really just didn't care that much. You know, I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to play something, da-da-da, but it wasn't really something that really stuck me. And I was like, I can have every album in the world ever for free. And I was like, oh my God, this is fucking cool. Like every album, why would anybody have a CD anymore? You could just go on Spotify and every album that you ever heard of practically is right there for the listening. And a killer digital file on Spotify. I've been talking about Spotify. It's been blowing me away. Like I was there, but I wasn't listening to that much music. I was making music, you know? It gets you out of that listening mode. And like, so sometimes you got to get back into it. When I was a kid, I listened to so much music. It was just insane. Okay, we got the song coming up. I'm going to let her go ahead and take the stage. You know, sometimes you're just good to let somebody else kind of like just be the DJ. There you go. It's on your station. So we got there. Sumiko Salsin's up there. And she had a cool band called The Stage Fright. No, just not The Stage Fright, but Stage Fright. She came nice enough to bring me a couple CDs. I'm going to listen to these later. If they're mine. I don't know if I can give them back. But it's cool. I like to listen to that a little bit, punch it out. So we got a song called Princeless Stott is coming. Okay, we're going there. We're going there. Okay, this is Princeless Stott's coming.
I am stretched up and will I live forever.
All right, we have this. We'll be back after this.
My apple tree, my brightness. This time we were together. For I smell of the earth and I'm stained by the weather. In my family, things that I'm saying.
Lestat. We're talking about Tom Cruise's Lestat. Wouldn't that suck some ass, huh?
I liked it.
No, you did.
I liked it.
You want to know, honestly, I thought they should have switched roles in some ways. Like, because I thought Brad Pitt was more like the handsome, taller, blonde Lestat type. But he had to be much more like kind of an asshole, because that's when you really read the first book, like Lestat's kind of a jerk. But then he becomes this lovable jerk.
I think that in the first book, it's from Lewis's point of view, so Lewis thinks he's an asshole.
Right, good point there.
From Lestat's
I like that.
View, he doesn't feel he's an asshole.
I love so that. I love that. Sumiko with the insight on Lestat.
I know.
You nailed it on that. That was really good.
I know Anne Rice.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, is she as cool and uncool as she seems?
She's really cool.
Right, but she kind of became uncool with Christ, you know. I mean, I know you're...
I think that people...
Oh, did I? I'm going to stop that one. Shut up, Roxy. That. You know
wait,
how I feel.
Wait. What do you mean? I don't know about that.
Okay, well, because Anne Rice found Christ and like after... Yes, I know. It's terrible.
Her husband died, and then she went back to the Catholic Church.
Right.
She has since left the Catholic Church. She's a Gnostic. She's Gnostic.
Right.
So that means she believes in God.
I just think that she worked out a lot of stuff in her books that she actually experienced. Like, she lost her son. So if you read the books that were about the quadroons, you know, there was the thing called...
She did not lose her son. She lost her daughter.
Okay. Well, thank you for being so, like, up on the trivia that you just, like...
It's
you know, I just
trivia.
Pissed on my parade there.
It's not trivia. I know her. I'm friends with her son. Her son is not dead.
Oh, Christo.
Christopher Rice.
Yeah.
He's a famous gay writer, not dead.
Well, why did you have to call him a gay writer? Why couldn't he just be a writer?
He's famous as a gay writer.
So he writes about gay things?
He writes about bisexual threesomes also.
That's awesome.
And his
and
dick
did you ever
is,
read Anne Rice's
8 inches are so long because he talks about it on so, his radio show.
Well, you also think about it, so like that's
I
the thing.
I have thought about his dick. He showed everyone a cast of it, you know, made and, in chocolate. So,
you were kind of hungry for that
chocolate
porn. And you know, I don't really like big dicks, but you know. For Chris,
we went there.
Exception
cool.
his
it's
dick
better than
is so
depression.
Nice.
You know, I don't know.
Hey, I don't really like big dicks. I have endometriosis, so I prefer it when dicks are less than 7 inches. 4 inches is a good dick size for me.
And you know what? You heard it here from the you heard it straight from the source.
I like that.
You know what? Hey, that's cool. You know, because
it's
like
cool for me.
Your Facebook is gonna blow up now.
Yeah, because that's like everybody on Facebook has like a 5-inch dick. And you know what?
The average cock size is 5 3/4 inch. So there are a lot of people.
I'm just an average guy. What
big.
Can I say? I'm feeling good about my almost 6. You know, and it's like it's feeling cool.
I plead the fifth.
No, you plead the fourth. No, we had to go there. Hey, you know, honestly, you know, there might be a match here. You know, I don't know. This I've. Oh God, why did I have to go there? Now we're talking out of our asses. This is the Roxy Roller Radio Show. Speaking to you, coming to you live from downtown San Francisco. This is the O.J. Simpson chase, and he's up there. He's got his buddy from there. Oh, my God. You remember? There's Kato Kaelin. What the hell's going on around here? Do you remember the O.J. trial? That was the biggest trial of the century. I watched it. America was, like, transfixed. First of all, if you're not guilty, why are you running? Let's start there. If you're not guilty, why you running, asshole? Because, you know, like, I mean, like, come on. Like you go, hey, I didn't do it. I didn't fucking do it. Fuck you guys. I didn't fucking kill my ex-wife, right? Right?
My ex-husband used to talk endlessly about OJ. I could never understand the fascination.
Because he was a hero to us as kids. Like, OJ, my OJ football card, he was almost, it glowed like the golden ticket in Willy Wonka. You were like, OJ. And then he was like running through the airport. He was looking cool. Then he was in that movie Saturn 3, I think with Farrah or something, right?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm telling you.
He was in
OJ was an actor because he was handsome.
I'm not a sports fan, so my
okay. But yeah, I am a whiskey fan.
yes, I am. Capricorn 3.
Oh, that's what it was called. Capricorn 3. Thank you. Yeah. Saturn 3, I think, was something else.
What the hell was that cop comedy? That was the only thing I liked him in. Other than that,
he was in a cop comedy?
Police Academy. Police Academy.
Was he in Police Academy? This guy has watched a lot of movies. Oh, yeah.
It was not Police Academy, but it did.
No, it was. He was in Police Academy with Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, you guys remember Logan?
Leslie Nielsen was like, what's that? Heroin. And O.J. Simpson's like, oh, that's kind of... No, O.J. Simpson got heroin. Leslie Nielsen's all, it's going to be tough, but I'll try to get it for you.
That's crazy, man. You remember the Mod Squad? Is there anybody old enough to remember the Mod Squad? Okay, for 20 points, what was the brother's name?
No points.
Link.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, we both knew it was Link because Barb had a boner for Link, totally. Was that you? You said it? Oh, okay. Does anybody remember anybody else in the show? No, because Link was such a badass. Like, we were all down with Link. And, you know, I was thinking about Batman and Robin today, you know. It was kind of like, okay, here's Batman. He's got Robin. He's always got to rescue Robin's ass, right? Because he can't fight that good. He's the boy wonder who could, like, gets his ass kicked by all the, like, Joker's henchmen, right? Why doesn't he get somebody like Falcon? You remember Captain America had Falcon? Like a badass brother from the hood? Like Falcon kicked ass, you know? He was like, fucking shit, you know? Like, neither one of those guys had superpowers yet. They were fucking fighting criminals. Like S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that shit, you know?
I think Robin was supposed to just be a distraction. That's what
Robin was sexy in a way. You know, somebody told me last week that they were having sex. Like Adam West and Brute. No, this is true.
Who cares?
No, the boy wonder is his...
Not who cares, as I'm just meaning, sure, whatever.
No, my point is that that's supposed to be his young ward. Like, he's a guy he's, like, kind of tucking under his wing. He's porking him in the butt. Not cool, you know? I mean, right?
I'm sure that...
Burt Ward was 21. Yeah, he was 21.
All I have to say is Kato should have got credit for beating Robin.
You know, Kato was like the Green Hornet's like sidekick, right?
Well, they had a show where Kato and
I remember Robin that one. That was like awesome. Hey, okay, for 20 points, who knows the two people who played the Riddler?
Don't know.
Okay, I know Frank Gorshin and also John Astin from the.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, John Astin was the Riddler. You remember that?
Oh, what about the guy from?
The Joker was Cesar Romero. We also have who played the Catwoman? Does anybody remember those
There's
names?
There's the kid.
And Julie Newmar. Yes, you knew that.
I know Julie Newmar too.
Do you?
Yeah.
So since you're kind of talking like kind of star stuff, can you tell us a fun like star anecdote like from the 90s, like when you hung out with Sister Double Happiness or you know something fun like that?
I didn't hang out with Sister Double
Something
Happiness.
Like that. But you know Gary Floyd, right?
First of all, you know, most of the bands that we were hanging out with locally was like Apocalypse Lips Theater,
okay.
Galaxy Chamber.
I remember Galaxy Chamber, yeah.
I love Skyline. Galaxy Chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And, you know, gosh, anecdotes. This is my friend Serena, she probably could tell you lots and lots.
Okay, I'm going to tell an anecdote from the 90s, you know, like I was over it.
Oh, I do have one about Galaxy Chamber.
Okay.
Nick from Galaxy Chamber.
Who's the singer, right?
He's
got dreads, right?
The male singer. There's a male and a female singer.
I love that.
Was doing tarot cards over on the Hate.
Okay.
So they had this... you know, bass player Mike, who
I like that name.
A crush on me, and he was cute, so I would flirt with him, right?
Did he have a 4-inch
but
dick?
I was married. I actually liked bigger dicks than that back then because my endometriosis wasn't that bad.
Okay.
And my husband had about a 7-inch dick.
What?
Rob. I was married to Rob. His dick was about 7 inches.
7 inches are good. Like, that's triple A. That's like, that's
Rob
the cutoff. You got to be at least 7.
Dude, I had regular orgasms with. I never had them before.
So bigger is better.
It wasn't because his dick was big. It was because he was a sexual submissive and,
I
you
like
know,
that.
I'm sexually sadistic. So since I'm a dog,
I know. I never would have guessed that.
I tied him up and he said,
you
want
to tie me up right now?
I mean, that's very tempting, but
I know you would beat me. You would be one of those.
Finish the show.
What?
It would be hard for you to finish the show if I put a ball gag in.
No, yeah, you know, ball gag.
I found out that it was.
Whoa, I'm feeling sexier than by the minute.
Not, have an orgasm,
right.
And then he told me to tie him up and do whatever.
And then you started jizzing like
and
a motherfucker.
Yes,
right?
I had really, really good orgasms. So actually,
that's cool. I like that.
S&M is what makes it so that I can have orgasms.
So you don't like pain; you like to administer pain.
I am masochistic, but I prefer to be on top, and I prefer
a little
to be
like biting giving, about the nipples. Though is kind of nice, right? A little biting
pain.
About the groin area is kind of nice. A little nips, a little tucks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I am. Yeah. So I am really into that. I'm really into.
Hey, did you know that the prostate was the male clit? Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome. You know, it took one of Barb's like friends who like guys who like guys. Like you know, all of us heteros were missing the boat. Okay,
yeah,
be honest. So
Barb
was hanging out with like one of her friends who likes guys, and he's like, "Oh, honey, forget about it." Then she started working that thing. You know, and I've seen some people. Have you ever seen somebody have their prostate milked? That is some. That is. I seen this guy, this German guy. He was sweating a lot, and he was kind of going, oh. He was kind of like, oh. You know, it was like so awesome, and he's just kind of going, oh. And this girl's got her finger way up his bungholio, and like, yes.
I was just gonna say, pardon me for being unsexy and kind of swinging to a different. It's funny what you said. It's a small world because
speaking of small,
our mutual friend Chris and Chip Wilson, Chris Woodby, he was in Galaxy Chamber. Both of them were in Galaxy Chamber as well.
And
so they were both in stage fright.
Oh my god!
And I was in band.
Story
they actually
either.
They were in a band with me as well. I used to call a band, have a band called No Jennifers.
Oh really?
And we
god, why not any Jennifers?
They were
that's
playing
not cool.
With me.
Oh, I like Jennifer.
So, that's so cool.
That's cool. Hey, talk amongst yourselves.
I didn't even finish the story.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Go back to sex. Go back to sex.
Yeah, let's talk about sex. Okay.
Okay, sex is better.
No, sex is better than no sex, right? I mean, like last I checked.
No sex is bitter.
And you know, sometimes it is, but you know, like the person who if you don't love yourself, you can't love somebody else.
Galaxy Chamber.
Okay, go ahead. You still go ahead. Talk into the mic, please.
Go for it.
Spit in the dick.
Galaxy Chamber.
Spit in the dick.
Right. So this is what happened, right? I went to get my cards read by Nick, and Nick said, "You're gonna be with a guy soon. He's a brunette. He has black hair," and he described Mike. And I'm like sitting there shaking my head. I'm like, "You're trying to set me up with your bass player."
Oh shit! We're coming up to the top of the hour, so we're gonna have Hanoi Rocks with Motivating. That was a great story. We're gonna be back after this. We'll do a wrap, and we'll come to the end of the show.
Some from your other boys. That's when I'm alone.